VW Scottsdale employees on their loony general manager, Larry.
Yeah, I slipped and called him Loony Larry last month. I got promoted.
Right now, until November 30th, 2018, lease the all-new 2019 Jetta S for a foolhardy $169 a month plus tax.
No two ways about it. His hard drive's corrupt.
VW North Scottsdale, your dog-friendly dealership. Get a leash on life. Scottsdale Road and the 101 and VWNorthScottsdale.com.
$19.95 down plus fees, 36 months, 10,000 miles per year, and above average credit. Not everyone will qualify. An extra charge may be added at the end of the lease. Stock number W14894, W14922, W15004, W15048. Expires November 30th, 2018.
Welcome to the outhouse.
Did you always realize you were gay?
No, I just said I had great taste.
When did you actually come out?
How are you not a mess?
No. Well, I got better.
Did you ever yell at your penis?
It's already going bad.
Oh, wow.
Steven, did you listen to that episode?
I didn't listen to time.
This is really getting rusty.
Right.
Did you have an exam?
No.
No.
I'm sure I'll think of it today.
And this is the outcome.
I don't know what you're going to ask me. I'm excited.
The nature of our podcast deals with sexuality in some uncomfortable situations. We think this makes the stories authentic, personal, and relatable. With that said, thank you and enjoy the episode.
You live how I tell myself to live.
Yes. Yeah, I just don't.
Yeah, all right. Welcome to The Outhouse. I'm your host, Matt, and today co-hosting with me is Mona.
Hello.
Mona, this is two in a row. It's starting to become a thing.
This is a thing for us.
It is a thing.
Of course, it is a thing.
Anybody who's a avid listener, both of them, will know that it's been, like 2 months since we did this last.
Oh, man, yeah. Sorry about that, guys.
It's not your fault. It's mine. I just took a break. So today we have Kristen.
Yes.
And you're joined today with Elliot.
Yes.
Okay. It's an audio thing, Elliot.
Oh, yes.
Elliot is here. Elliot just nodded his head.
So today you're our guest, Kristen, and what I was fascinated with, it was, so how we know each other is we play on the same softball team.
Yeah.
And just in between games, sometimes it's hours and hours, we just get to talking, and honestly, it's all of the younger people on the team get to talking.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting on the side listening going, holy shit, how are you not arrested? But sometimes some things come up and I'm like, oh, this is interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
We got to talking about the podcast and coming out, and somebody said that they are pansexual.
Yes. I think I'm a version of that. I don't...
Did you say version or virgin?
A virgin, probably both. Because honestly, like, I've had relationships with girls and people who slept with men or guys who slept with men, and it's just... for me, it's like I'm attracted to someone's mind before I want to be with them or anything like that.
So we're definitely going to get into that. But for the listener, and honestly for us, let's get a little background on it.
Okay.
You. Where'd you grow up?
San Bernardino, California.
Okay. So what brought...
Oh, yeah. No. It's pretty hood.
What area?
Okay. All I know is Inland Empire.
Yes.
Okay. That's Those are the only words I know because when I was there, I had a pretty scary...
People have it tatted on their chest.
Oh, legit, yeah. Like, yeah. I'm not shouting out
Lomita
anybody.
Loca.
Yeah, because
it's crazy.
It is pretty hardcore. It's
Is that like the place next to the Circle K?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Downtown is like next to the Circle K.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You grew up there.
How'd you get here?
I decided I wanted to help my mom buy a house. Mm. So the only way to do that is to find better opportunities. And in San Bernardino, you're either working in a warehouse or at the casino where I was at, and I didn't want to do either of them.
Okay.
And I didn't want to commute to LA. So I have family in Tucson. It was either Tucson or Phoenix. And one of my really good friends was like, I'll get you a job. It's here in Phoenix and we can see how that works out. And I ended up getting a job where I was at for about 2 years.
Is it near a reservation at all?
Yes, it's near the Serrano Reservation. Their tribe really takes care of the town. Basically, like, they open, like, health centers, and they just recently opened, like, I think a health education center where they can do, like, nursing or be a CNA or something like that. You just see their name everywhere, San Manuel, San Manuel, San Manuel, and, like, they really take care of that town.
Okay.
I think one of, like, the most influential things that they did was after the shooting at the San Bernardino. It was, like, a county building where it was really shot up, and Seven Wall, I think they paid for most of, like, the people's, like, health bills or something. And they,
that is awesome.
They have
that
a memorial cool. every year for the 13 people that died. Mm-hmm. And they light up the arrowhead on the mountain in San Bernardino for, like, the night or for a few hours. And wow. it's like, yeah, they really do their best to take care of, like, their town.
Did you just kind of freak out when all that was going on?
Well, yes and no. That day that happened, I was at my friend's in Moreno Valley, and my dad was home alone, and he was on peritoneal dialysis, which is basically you hook yourself up and, like, you basically charge overnight or something.
Okay.
And he was the only one that was home, and he was calling me, and he's like, "Do you hear that?" And all you hear is, like, the guns going off, and where they shot out was the main street of San Bernardino Avenue. And there was the SUV, and then a row of houses, and then my backyard. But on our way home, on my way home, like, I immediately was on my way home afterwards. It was a really long day.
Damn,
day.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty hardcore, yeah.
And Lester Holt used our bathroom. Like,
what?
Once, yeah. Lester Holt, like, he went over there to do the story on it, and he
used your family's bathroom?
Yeah, he used our bathroom. My mom was, like, so starstruck. I was like, at the time, I didn't know who he was. I was like, "Who's Lester Holt?"
Right.
And I Googled him. I was like, 60 minutes. I was like, "Oh, that's who he is."
Nah.
But yeah.
So growing up, did you identify? I mean, Pam wasn't around.
Pam wasn't really around. I've been around gay people my whole life.
Yeah.
Like, my uncle was gay. My brother is gay. My sister's gay. Or she's bi. I'm not sure what she is either. Some of the family members on my dad's side, they are lesbian, gay, bisexual. And I didn't really know what that was. Like, growing up, I didn't even, like, I thought a lot about gender in a way. Because I thought, if there's girls, there's boys, like, what else is there? Like, I didn't think that there was only girls or boys. Like, it's only either or. It's like, I always had, like, an open mind of, is there anything else? So I, like, had crushes on girls, and I had crushes on boys, but I never, like, pursued the girl crushes because, you know, like, it was always a boy and a girl together. So I never really was, I was always on the outskirts about it, and I never really knew how to go about it.
I find what I find fascinating is the, for me, it was guy and girl. That was a lock. It was like a universal fact.
Mm-hmm.
And I never even considered there was something other.
Yeah.
And you never really considered that there wasn't.
Yeah.
So,
like,
what does that look like?
I don't know. I always thought, like, is there some, there's something else? Does that mean there's, like, aliens? Like, it wasn't, like, a matter of sex. It was more a matter of, like, what else is there other than boys and girls?
You know what? Let me back up.
Because
you're talking about gender, and that's not sex attraction.
Sexually, yeah.
Right. That's total identity.
Yeah.
I get that messed up all the time.
I do too. Yeah.
Okay. I was reading this article a long time ago, and they were talking about how in some Native American tribes, actually, there's male and there's female, and then there's this in between called a warrior woman. And so usually what it is, it's a woman who sort of, like, does whatever the average man would do, like, you know, whether it's carpentry or they do, like, some kind of, like, hands-on work that you would place a man doing that job, or you put your man doing that job. And so they consider it a warrior woman, and so that is three genders in certain places. And then I kind of get confused, if I'm being real, with, like, all of the different terminologies, all the different, because, you know, sexuality has become more fluid, I think, nowadays, because people are becoming so open. They're saying, well, I'm this, well, I'm that. But it's not just I'm a lesbian or I'm gay. Now it's so many more things that I, even as a lesbian, don't quite understand, if I'm being real.
Be real.
Like, I don't know exactly what pansexual is.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the LGBTQ, when that Q got on there at the very end, I was like, see, I thought queer and gay were the same thing. And I just...
Well, now it has I and an A.
Yeah, now... There's an I and an A now?
I didn't even know that.
And asexual, right?
Oh.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's just, you know, how many times can we slice that pie
is what
I'm wondering. So.
And I didn't even know until recently when I was talking, I didn't even think about it until I was talking to you about it. And I was just like, I guess I'm pansexual because I like people for their minds. Like, I don't like, Like, I don't care what they look like. I don't care what their gender is. Like, I've had girlfriends, but I never slept with girls. Like, I've had sex with guys who've had sex with other men, and it's just...
So I always thought, well, what's the difference between bi and pansexual?
Yeah,
and is pansexual to you saying, well,
like, for me, it's like I've had crushes on trans women. Okay. And it's just, for me, it's, I don't know, I guess it's a bigger spectrum than just going to men or women.
Gotcha. Okay.
At least that's how I see it. I'm not sure.
Because, okay, like, for me, when someone says they're bisexual, that to me is like, okay, so you're now open to both. So mm-hmm. that means you can sleep with the man, you can sleep with the yeah. woman, and you're okay with either. And I feel like even as a lesbian, like, mm-hmm. I'm very much attracted to someone's mind. Like, I don't want to be, like, I can't be compatible with you if we're not on the same yeah. wavelength, if you will. But I could be on the same wavelength with Matt, for example. Mm-hmm. Like, I can love his mind, but I will not be attracted to
right.
his body, because that's just not where I am. Yeah, like, we're not compatible in that sense.
Right.
I
totally understand what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
I see what you see, and it's no.
And that's... Well, okay. But you know, it's like, so when I think of it from that point, because I remember when I was younger, you know, and I would, and I've always, mm-hmm. like, I'm what you call a gold star. You know, I've always been attracted to women, always been with women. I've never had that, maybe I like a guy sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But when I was younger, I remember, like, I dated a couple girls that considered themselves bisexual, and I was like, I don't care, you're hot and you'll sleep with me. But then I realized, like, that's really actually confusing. And then it puts me, it like hinders my ability to be with you, because now
right.
I only like women, but you like both men and women. And at the end of the day, I can never give you what a man can give you. It just mm-hmm. like a man can never give a woman what a woman really, like
right.
what a woman might want from a lesbian. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just
yeah.
not a thing. So that's why I always kind of get confused, because I'm like, that's why you're looking at him. And I don't have a weenie. So I don't know. At the end of the day, I don't have a weenie and testicles.
Right. Right.
I got hips and boobies. I got hips and boobies.
So, your hips don't lie.
My hips don't lie. As much as I'm like, hey man, lie. They're like, nah, I don't wanna. So that's
like
why
singing
always...
Be a Man from like Mulan. She's like, nah, not today. Nah.
So
coming out is mm-hmm. the point of this. So how do you come out as pan?
I don't know. I think, if anything, technically, I'm still in the closet, because when it comes to me, like...
Well, wait till this airs.
Yeah. No, like, I mean, I'm open with my sexuality, I guess. I guess I am open with it, but I'm only open with it if someone asks.
Okay. And...
Yeah, like...
Is coming out even a thing anymore?
Yeah.
I mean, do you feel that... compelled to explain yourself in that way?
In a sense, yes, because there, especially some girls from work, they ask me questions and I'm just like, well, I think like I'm attracted to this person because of these reasons, but I'm also attracted to this person because of the way they do some other things. And I think that's what gets them confused. So I'm just like, I'm not really gonna be like trying to explain myself all day, every day about who I have sex with or who I'm with or anything like that. And it's just, I don't know. I don't know. I think I'm lost on the question. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I would refer them to HR to have that conversation.
No, it's just like with us just having like girl talk at a bar or something after work.
Okay. All right.
And like, they're so like, they were so surprised like about the sex life I have, because I'm a big girl, but like I also have, I talk about my experiences so openly, and they're just so surprised by it, I think, because they're used to just being with like a man or being straight with just one person and being monogamous
mm-hmm.
and like fulfilling the roles of like that monogamous relationship, or that like just being a girl and a boy relationship. I realize like Arizona is kind of not behind on the times, but there are some people that think differently of you. Like, I'm used to living in California and being like, oh, well, I did this with this and blah, 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 blah. And like the other person's like, well, bitch, this and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, yeah. And out here, it's just like, well, why? Like, they have questions on it. Like,
okay, so is there, like, do you have multiple sex partners?
No. I think in a relationship.
Not in the room.
Yeah, huh?
No, I think
it's... because it does yeah. obviously involve Elliot. So, like, Elliot...
I think we're open enough to have those conversations. Like, I think with Elliot, like, it's, like, one of the more honest relationships I've been in. Like, even though, like, we've only been dating for about 3 to 4 months. And okay. It's new, and I really like it. I like where things are going, and then it's just I'm not afraid to be open about something or to bring something up, and we're not open to talk to each other about, like, our likes, our dislikes, and
I love that about you. I mean, just hopefully nobody ever shuts that down, you know?
Yeah.
Always be open about that. And I love that you guys are, well, a new couple. And then,
yeah.
So, Elliot, what do you think of this so far?
I think it's really good. Like, I'm happy. Yeah. I think communication is really important, like, in, mm-hmm. when you're dating somebody or relationship.
Of course,
and, like,
yeah.
Just being comfortable with being open about whatever you want to say. You know?
Yeah.
So we've had other people on the show, and we've kind of nailed down the point that just because they're bi or pan doesn't mean that they have to be with all different multiple mm-hmm. partners at once. So when you're with someone, you're just with that one person,
yeah.
right?
I think I am monogamous if I'm with someone, or okay. if I have questions about anything, like, I'm not afraid to be open about it.
How did you two meet?
Yeah.
Sorry. We met on Bumble. Yeah.
Bumble. How did you explain Bumble? What is that?
Bumble is a dating app. It's a dating app. It gives, like, the women the power to reach out. Like, if, say, for example, I match with someone on Tinder. The guy's messaging me, and the guy's wanting to know me, and he's trying to look at my Instagram, trying to follow me and stuff like that. That's kind of uncomfortable. But on Bumble, the person won't know that we match until we actually match, and I reach out to them.
Okay.
Yeah, like when one party reaches out to the other, that's when an exchange can happen.
So that kind of makes it easy for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's kind of why I never got on Tinder or anything. I was like, I like that the girl initiates the conversation, I guess.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. What was that dance in high school with a lady?
Oh,
Turnabout? Hunky Tonk? Or what is it?
Turnabout, I think. Or
I thought it was a lady's name. Like
the one where the lady picks
Sadie Hawkins.
A guy. Sadie Hawkins. Oh. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Sadie Hawkins.
No idea.
No? All right. Edit?
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
All right.
And honestly, it was something brand new because I'm not used to initiating a conversation. Like, I'm used to guys coming to me and being like, guys or girls, just like coming to me and be like, hey, what's up? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm used to just responding. And it was different to talk to Elliot. I saw some stuff on his profile. I was like, oh, okay. So I'm so basic. I just go, hello. Or like,
mm-hmm. Well, that's a start, right?
Yeah.
So was that empowering?
To me, yes.
I would imagine it would be.
Yeah, it is. It's very different. And you could put your settings on if you want to talk to both men or women, and or if you want to just network, or if you want to find just friends. It's a really cool app.
Way back in the day, if you ever said, you know, just friends or something mm-hmm. like that, it didn't matter. They just kept sending you dick pics.
Yes.
There you go.
And Tinder used to allow photos. They used to allow photos. And that's what I would get. It's like dick pics, or I match with someone, and it was kind of like Snapchat in the sense where they had like their own story, and like it would be dicks. I'm like,
then you're like, no, I don't like that one.
I'm just like,
I don't like that one.
That's not cut, first of all. No,
oh,
I'm just kidding.
Hey, you know what?
Why so not? All of a sudden, then she does like
her. Yeah, I'll take everything but that.
Let's just like leave that in the corner. It's fine. I mean, it depends though. Like, if it's like just enough, like, or it's not like, I don't know. I don't want to get there yet.
I have no idea. Like, you can talk about it all you want, but I'm just like, all right, that's cool. Whatever.
So, Elliot, was there any? I assume you guys have had this conversation before today. That would be awkward if you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But were you concerned at all
about
pansexuality? Or, I mean, how did she approach it with you? How did that conversation go?
Yeah, let's talk about
how did you start that conversation?
Because I told him that I've kissed girls before, and then I told him, like, well, I kind of not only like kiss girls, but I've had like girlfriends like in high school and once like out of college, and like I'm still kind of open with that, and I'm not like, I don't know, different, I guess. Yeah.
And so what'd you think?
I thought it was cool. Like, I was just, because I feel like it happened kind of like organically, like we were just talking and it like came up or something.
Yeah.
But I've had like female friends that kind of mentioned they were just like, really casually, like, oh, I'm like, I'm kind of into girls too, whatever. So I was like, oh, like, it didn't seem that weird to me because I guess I've known a few people. And then, I just was like, oh, that's cool, you know?
Mm-hmm. Just from my experience, I feel like women have always been a little bit more open to being with other women. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean that they're bi, pan, gay, mm-hmm. anything like that. I have a few friends who are very much straight that are like, I'm down to kiss a girl. I'm down to have sex with a girl. Like, I just feel like I've seen that. So it doesn't necessarily mean.
Do you think it's less physical and more mental in that situation?
Yes. Yes, I do. Because I feel like, you know, women, and this obviously doesn't apply to everybody, but, you know, like I've had a lot of conversations with some of, like, my heterosexual friends, and they're just like, my husband this, my boyfriend that, or my experiences with these men have been fill in the blank. And then, you know, a lot of it is very emotional that they're seeking. A lot of it is mental, like what we were talking about, like you being on the same kind of wavelength. And so, yeah, I feel like it's not necessarily a physical thing. So it's almost like what you're saying. Mm-hmm. It's just all in the mind.
Not to speak for Elliot, but I just assume all women have unsatisfying sexual relationships with men. I don't know that men were not taught how mm-hmm. to do that, or at least I wasn't. And mm-hmm. I don't know. I think maybe a woman says, well, maybe another woman would know.
I'm going to be 100% honest. Like, in my experience from when I was younger, like, I started dating women when I was 13 when I had my first girlfriend, mm-hmm. obviously, until now. But I have probably slept with more straight women than I have lesbians. And it's just been like and for me, like, the way that I grew up and how I was kind of like sheltered and you can listen to my story if you want to, but it is not it's interesting. But the way that it was like, I really thought that at one point in my life I was the only real lesbian in the world. I was like, okay, so basically I'm the only woman that's really 100% attracted to women and not men, and everybody else is like, I'll sleep with you. And I'm like, great. Like, I mean, it was like that because it was like every single person was, you know, either had boyfriends in the past or they had mm-hmm. they were attracted to men or something like that. And so there was a point where I legit was like, am I just really weird? Like, I thought I was an alien. Like, mm-hmm. I was that third
gender
we're talking about. That was me. It was weird.
Wow.
That kind of sucks. And then I was like, oh, wait, there are other lesbians. Deuces, straight chicks, I'm out. and then that's when I dove deep into that hole and just stand. But yeah, like, that's why, I mean, that's why I say, like, maybe there have been a lot of women who are like, because you said you haven't slept with a woman, correct?
No, not yet. I mean, no.
Yeah. No, no, but, like, that's...
Yeah.
But that just says that's that you're real. Open.
Yeah. And for me, I treat it like as if I'm still a virgin with women, like how I lost my virginity with a guy. Like, I want to, you know, have a relationship with them, or like get to know them, or know their mind. I want to know like how they are, like, and if that happens, then I want to trust them, and, you know, all the things that you go through when you lose your virginity to your preference. And it's just like, I haven't found a woman that has fulfilled that. So that's... Yeah.
Now, I kind of feel like we've skipped something here. We're just assuming your sexual identity.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm straight.
Cool. I was going to ask
that. It's like, maybe I don't have a lot to contribute, but, you know, I'm happy listening.
There's a spectrum, right?
So what did we say the difference between pansexual and bisexual was?
To me, it was bisexual is you're attracted to men and women.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But pan is you're open to maybe people who are not identifying as either man or woman, or including them. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty much men, women, gender fluid, non-binary, trans, like pre and post, I guess. Mm-hmm. So you're just open to, it's almost like that goes from the first thing on your list to the second.
Right.
So what you want to know the person a little bit more, mm-hmm. and then that's not a precursor. You're not editing your dating pool mm-hmm. based on sexuality really at all, right?
No.
Okay. Does that help?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I've had a crush on a trans woman, and I think we matched on OkCupid once, and I think, because he had she had the pre-photos on, like, pre-hormone photos mm-hmm. on her profile, and then I realized that it was the same person because she was a friend of a friend, and then I saw her going on her OkCupid profile. I was like, that's the same person. I was like, oh, God. This was back when I was, like, 21, and I was like, that's the same person.
Do you find community in... Are you more comfortable in the LGBT community?
Or? I am, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, very.
What do you think that is?
I think it's because I've been surrounded by... I grew up with gay people and not only just gay, but LGBT and community people. And growing up, my brother was... He is kind of not an influence, but he was my best friend. And it's just... Like, we all, like, did stupid kooky things together, and, like, I was more comfortable with gay people because I was friends with his friends, or I met some of his friends. Like you said the other day, like, I was like, I'm a hag, like, natural born hag, like, but it's not like, I'm not, like, the type of person just to go to a gay bar to, like, be like, oh my god, yes, like, no, like... It's, like, I find the communication in the relationships with LGBT people a lot more better than with a straight person or someone that doesn't really involve in that community. Because sex to them or sexuality to them is so taboo, so hush-hush, rather than in LGBT. It's just like, okay, let's talk about our experiences. Let's get to know each other. Let's, you know, let's relate to each other in some way.
Yeah, I think overall, I mean, the LGBT community is a lot more open anyway, you know, because, like, the average heterosexual is just very, like, black and white.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's their life. It is just this or that, you know, but because the LGBT community, like we mentioned, is, like, now it's grown, and so you kind of have that inevitability that there's going to be more to talk about or more options or more answers to these questions.
Yeah,
so,
rather than going to my parents and they're like...
And they'll be like, I don't know what a pansexual...
Yeah.
So your parents then are okay. Well, obviously you're your brother and your
they know that I date only men. I never really talked to my mom about it or my dad about it.
Hold on, because I had this whole idea that maybe your family was really open about all this.
No, my dad, I think he learned from when my uncle died. He's like a hardcore Republican. Like, he tries to excuse it as, oh, it's a gene, because we have it in our family. Like, it's a gene. And he tries to, like, logically, like, explain it to himself to where he's accepted of it, or he's accepted it. And my mom still does, oh, I don't like that, but I love my son.
So, actually, I think that's something all three of us have in common there.
Yeah.
My dad is,
I listened to that,
He loves me. He's said that, and he accepts TCE. So he's come a long way. I mean, where he started to where he is now is leaps and bounds, but fairly certain he voted for the guy in office. So.
Mr. T?
Yeah. Mr. T, I love that. I'm going to say that
you
more.
Like that? Say it more. Mr. T. Mr. DT.
Yeah, my dad too.
Yeah.
I think he does it more for shock value now than his actual beliefs. It's like, how are
your
you?
Dad?
Yeah, I think I'm just like, how are you this type of person and you can actually agree with what's going on right now? Like, how are you okay with that?
So your brother came out.
Yeah.
And well, you just not had this conversation.
Yeah, I haven't had the conversation with him.
Okay. And why should you? I mean, sounds like, why do I want to go down that
exactly.
road?
Exactly. And I was like, I don't want my mom to, like, exile me or anything like that. And it's not, like, I feel like I'll probably tell them at the right time, but it's just...
What is also interesting is you moved out here to help with finding a house for you and your mom.
Yeah.
Where's that at?
Right now, it's still in the beginning stages. I recently got hired with a better job that pays a lot better. So I'm working on my credit and make sure my stuff is paid on time. So in about 5 years, she retires and then they'll all come out here.
Are your parents divorced?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
So
they're together, yeah.
Okay. Well, you didn't say, like, a house with my parents. You said a house with my mom.
I see it that way because my mom, I feel like my mom's like the head of the household.
Ah,
yeah.
Matriarchal.
Yeah. Like my dad, he, like I said, he's on dialysis and, he has to go 3 times a week. We call that his job.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. My mom, I feel like she's always been the sole supporter of the household ever since I was little. Like, I think that's what I really admire from her. It's her ethic. And she's stuck to this. She's still at the same job for, I think, a year after I was born. So 27 years, she was at the same job. And she's working 12-hour days, like 4 days, sometimes 5 days a week. that's where I get my work ethic. I get it from her because it's just like, you got to go to work because you got to pay the bills. You got to make sure that your family's okay.
Which is good
yeah.
to have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she did it for so long. And I'm just like, I feel like I need to do what I can to help. My brother, it's just like some of the stories on some of the episodes you had. He got caught online looking at, you know, like gay porn or whatever.
Clear that cache.
You gotta clear the cookies.
Private browser. Love it.
And
thank you, Safari.
And I remember that night. It's just like they got in a big argument about it, and then like it was like I think my dad saw it in a sense like he's looking at porn online. It's bad. And like, and then my mom was just there. She was just crying like, why would you do that? And like, not to my dad, but to my brother. Like looking at those stuff online. It's just like, and I'm just like sitting there like, I need to stop this, but I can't because then I'll get the belt. So it's just like, I didn't know what to do because it was so bad.
Is he older or younger?
He's older. He's the oldest.
Is it just you two?
It's me, my brother, and my sister. I'm the youngest.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. The second occasion where he had a boy overnight over. And
he escalated.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then
in the house.
In the house.
I wasn't sure.
In the house.
That's a brave man.
Yeah, in the house. And she's like, my mom was like, what the fuck? Like, she's like, you know, I don't like that. Da, da, da. Like, all you hear is like yelling and arguing, even like separate occasions after that. I think there was like even one time where my brother pulled a knife on my dad.
Huh.
And then like after that, he just moved out. And
well, yeah. This is going to be my next question.
Yeah.
He's not at home.
Yeah,
still.
Like,
no.
When, yeah, like
he was always like in and out. He went to go live with someone and it wasn't a partner. It was like one of his friends, which I am still friends with, like on Instagram and stuff. I'm really thankful for her. But because if without her, he could have been homeless or, you know, like without anything. And I was just like really concerned for him because he wasn't home. That's
well, yeah, that's a disruption in your house. But
yeah.
Thank God he did.
Yeah.
It. Place to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. I learned a lot
happened.
Today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was.
I hope I was informative because, like, I didn't know, like, what I was, honestly, until we were talking. And I was just like, I guess I'm Pam because.
Wait, so you're saying I'm part of your experience?
I think so.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
I think so because it's like we're all sitting down and I knew about your podcast. I think I listened to about, like, a few episodes before then.
I listened to about 10 seconds of one.
No, I listened to your coming out, and then I listened to, who was it? It was Kim, I think. It was like the third episode.
Kim.
I was like, okay, I think I can relate to Kim in a sense. And I'm just like, I think, yeah.
Yeah, except, she identifies as bi. She's a wild one. She's a wild girl.
I think it's been, because I've been out here alone, like, I've been looking into my own self, my own sexuality, because I'm worried about, like, other people. I'm just like, are they okay, this and that. But, like, it took me a time to where, like, I was alone and, like, I had to focus on myself and, like, focus on, like, what I actually want. And it's just like, okay, like, it's not, I'll have whoever's going to come over here. It's not even like that. It's just, I want to get to know someone. I want to, like, you know, be connected with them. I was kind of over just having hookups, and I was just.
I mean, you might still be on this journey, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you're saying that you're identifying as pansexual, and that's as recent as
exactly,
you
yeah.
have a conversation, I mean, you might still be on this,
yeah.
on this journey, you know what I mean? Like, there's. For some people, it's right away you understand what you are. But for others, I'm realizing that's not the case. I mean, you have to have experiences and you understand. I drive with this.
Yeah.
I don't with that. I mean, that's that's just life.
Well, I'm just gonna throw it out there. You might have found the one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. I'm very honestly. I feel like hashtag blessed. Like.
Right, he's like, oh, this is
my car. He's like, man, I should have fucking listened to this shit later. I should have sat outside.
Can I leave?
Yeah. But honestly, like, it's been so great. Like, I think we even, like, talk to each other. Like, it's so easy just to, like, be open about something or just to talk about, you know, what's on our minds or what, you know, we're thinking. Like,
imagine the conversation when they leave.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly. That's going to be
Keanu Cordell.
Yeah.
That's going to be a follow-up.
Follow up 6 months later.
We might, right?
Oh, yeah. True, true. I'm good. I feel that you've explained it. Mm-hmm. I feel I know a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Actually, just excited to get to know you a little bit more.
There are some things that I don't tell people because I'm not, you know, super close to them. Mm-hmm. Or, like, they don't ask. But you ask. And, like, you wanted to know. You really wanted to be like, so what's up with this girl? Like, why is she here on this team? Or, you know, like, it's like...
Well, I am nosy.
Like, right? Just call it like it's it just is. Like, are you straight? What are you? It's straight. Just like, yeah.
That's why I think I do well on this podcast is I'm so fascinated. Mm-hmm. If somebody's willing to tell their story, I'm like, okay, what's going on?
Right.
So I think I just kind of get into that.
Yeah.
This guy, he's got a story I can tell.
True.
That's a different episode.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for being a guest. Thank you for joining us, Elliot. And Mona, of course.
Thanks for
having us.
Happy to be here.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, listener, for tuning in. And
just the one listener?
That's my joke. Just one listener.
Thanks, Mom. Thanks for listening, Mom.
And that's a good out.
The W. Scottsdale employees on their loony general manager, Larry.
Yeah, I slipped and called him Loony Larry last month. I got promoted.
Right now, until November 30th, 2018, lease the all-new 2019 Jetta S for a foolhardy $169 a month plus tax.
No two ways about it. His hard drive's corrupt.
VW North Scottsdale, your dog-friendly dealership. Get a leash on life. Scottsdale Road and the 101 and VWNorthScottsdale.com.
$19.95 down plus fees, 36 months, 10,000 miles per year, and above average credit. Not everyone will qualify. An extra charge may be added at the end of the lease. Stock number W14894, W14922, W15004, W15048. Expires November 30th, 2018.
You can find new and existing episodes wherever you get your podcasts or directly at theouthouse.buzzsprout.com. One more, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Outhouse Podcast. We also have a closed Facebook group where you can talk about the show and share in community. Got a story you want to share? You can email us at theouthousepodcast@gmail.com.
The Outhouse Podcast is a production of GMN Services, LLC. All content copyrighted.